This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Greg, what is your setup? You got this tiny TV. You got these bookshelves with like three books on them. It's giving Alston Christmas.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
What is better, champagne or Parmesan Reggiano?
Parmesan Reggiano.
Yeah.
Champagne a type of cheese?
No.
Like to drink champagne?
Right. Oh. Both are like from a region.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, champagne and cheese. I would want cheese all day long. Yeah.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
The agency will seek to eliminate wasteful expenditures. He hopes to. Is that how you say it? Expenditures.
Yes.
Expenditures.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
I feel like.
Wait, Courtney, what did you say the Red Sox like to do?
They like to build up young players and then sell them off.
Oh, I can't believe that Greg hates their business model.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passive judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of. You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. You're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill! Show! Greg Hill!
Show!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Good morning.
What up? What up? This looked like it was a vibe last night.
Yeah.
We had a great event last night. I want to thank everybody who came to the 8th or 9th annual Wine, Watches, and Wheels, a benefit for Music Drives Us, which is Ernie Bach's foundation, and for the Greg Hill Foundation. It was excellent.
The guy who won the watch, I heard Ernie yelling when they announced his name, like, no, 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 no.
The dude, talk about being lucky and hoping it would rub off. The dude won a Rolex
right
at Wine, Watches, and Wheels the first or second year that we did it.
No way.
Came back, paid the his $500 entrance fee and got himself another Rolex.
Wow.
And so
how many people in
it's 200 it's 200 it's limited to 200 people every year, so I don't know. Shine would know the odds better than I because he is the Schwami.
You said 500 people every year?
200 people
Sorry,
every
200.
Year. So it's, well, I guess you have a 1 in 200 chance.
Yeah, that would be half of 1%.
Yeah, ain't bad at all.
That's a great, those are great odds.
Yeah, did
great
he, odds. I know he has beautiful cars floating around in his box salon there. Did he happen to have a television? Did you catch any of the Celtics game?
I did not because we were overloaded with people. Mm-hmm. And so they beat a team that yeah. they...
Should have been. And
they blew
them out. They were a little slow.
Second of a back-to-back, and they yeah. started out slow. I think that it was a direct response to people that were criticizing them after the loss yesterday.
Right,
like,
right.
The physicality was back.
Right.
Tatum was great. One rebound away from a triple-double.
What do you have, like 15 in the third quarter?
Yeah.
Brown
yeah.
was good. I mean,
but the first quarter, they looked slow.
Yeah, they were down at one point, but it was not crazy. It was like, all right. Is this one of these games that they could potentially sleepwalk through? Because Brooklyn's not great. There's not a lot of high expectations for them. But then, you know, second half of the game, they just kind of put their foot on the gas and, you know, ultimately, you know, ran away with it. So.
The defense looked better as well. Mm-hmm. But the most impressive part to me was it's the second of a back-to-back on the road and that you're able to come out. I don't care how bad Brooklyn is.
Yeah.
I think that's a good win.
Yeah, I mean, I take nothing away from the win. I give them credit for doing what they got to do.
Yeah. Okay, so 79-3 is still on the table?
That is on the table, yes. Right, after last night, that is still on the table.
Who do you root for, Brooklyn versus Boston?
That's always Boston.
Oh, okay.
I was just planted in Brooklyn.
That's right.
I was just planted there. But
you're Boston through and
my
through.
Blood yeah. runs, my blood runs Boston red.
It does. Yes, it does. All right. Well,
and, you know, Andy's blood runs Colgate red.
Is it?
Obscure reference.
I was pretty shocked when it came to Jones and Keefe's outfits last night. They were really talking a big game. I thought that they were going to be matching, and they were on completely different pages.
Oh, I heard them. Was it yesterday where they were talking about going Dumb and Dumber style?
Yes. Lloyd and Harry?
Yes.
Yeah, but they, it was kind of.
They looked great, but they were just dressed completely different. Rich was more on your style, which was like a button down in pants, mm-hmm. where Jones added a bit of a sport coat look.
Yes, he did have, Adam Jones did have a sport coat on. So. Yeah.
Well, the dress over there is, you know, it's kind of like a casual, formal type setup. There's some people that are a little bit more formal. There's some people that are a little bit more casual.
Right.
But it's got a nice little vibe.
Courtney calls it wealthy grandpa.
Yes.
Extremely wealthy grandpa.
And they nail it every time.
Yeah,
they nail it every time.
All right. Well, we have a lot to get to on the show today, including our leads coming up in just about 15 minutes or so at 6:25. And then Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, will join us at 6:45. And we will find out what the status is on his quarterback, who became, I'm guessing, extremely stressed about being sat and disappeared for a period of time. And I don't know whether he's back. We'll be back. Curtis, do you have any updates on the Boston College quarterback?
He is gonzo.
Yeah.
He's entering the portal, and he will not be going to SMU this weekend.
That's generally what happens.
I'm sorry. That's loser mentality. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Like,
just ride it out till the end of the year and jump in the portal.
Of course. You're gonna say to your teammates that have been riding with you all season long, F you guys, because you got benched? Like, that to me, and you guys are the old heads in the room, I'm not, and you always talk about the soft mentality, that is such a bad look. Like, I was rooting for him, but to say F you to your teammates and enter the portal at this part of the season, where you've got guys that are going out there every single day, guys that are playing some weeks and not playing others, that left such a bad taste in my mouth. I spoke at a class last night at BC, and they were all talking about it.
All right.
I think that if you're the student body there and you've been rooting for him, if you're Bill O'Brien, You must be pissed.
It's not new, the crazy part is, it's not new. That's like that. You know how we talk about the new NBA? That's like that. That's the new college football. I'm with
that's
you.
A quitter though. That's
ride
quitter.
It out till the end of the season. If you don't like the way things are going, then you jump in the portal when the season's over. But you got for, 3 weeks.
But for Bill O'Brien's purposes, I think this is the best outcome.
Yeah,
he's not going to be some malignant force in the locker room.
Right.
He's gone. And now it's Grayson James. I said Grayson Allen the other day. Is it Grayson James, right?
Grayson James.
Yeah, he'll be in there. And I thought he played pretty well in the game. He stepped in. I don't remember who. It was a home game.
Yeah.
He did it again last week.
When Castellanos had the concussion, right?
Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't Northern Illinois. That could be wrong.
But,
though.
I mean, I'm sure that maybe not so much in the case of a quarterback who is at Boston College, but I'm sure that there are always people whispering in these guys' ears the entire season about how you should go here and somebody's going to pay you $300,000 if you go here. Like,
that's usually for guys that are performing well, right? So if you're getting benched and you're not performing well, you're not going to have a lot of teams like beating down your door to get you to jump in the transfer portal and go there. Castellano had a great opportunity in Boston College.
Yep.
So, you know, it was really about him not being able to perform at the level they wanted him to perform at, because he had plenty of chances, and so he doesn't like it. Now what he'll try to figure out is he'll land somewhere, because
seeing Florida State, a lot of people bringing up Florida State.
Oh, is Florida, is that where he's from?
Well, I don't know that. I'm just saying, because Florida State's had such a bad year, but it's like, all right, so you want to go to a team that has, what, one win under their belt?
Why would you know, like, because you also have to look at it like, if you're Florida State, why do you want a guy that's already struggled, that you've seen struggle? Like
didn't struggle against them.
No, but I see him, you know.
No, I understand what you're saying. I'm just seeing the reports out there is that that could be a landing spot for him.
Okay.
Curtis, I hate to do it, but office correction, I don't know if this is right or not on the Subaru of New England text line, but Andy went to Cornell.
Oh, I said Colgate.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
My mistake, okay. Yeah. Let's restart. Please.
He was, what was it, Broccoli Rob, right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I spent 2.5 hours at the Apple store yesterday. So
Two and a half?
Jesus.
That's always fun.
Yeah, I actually started acting like I worked there. I was telling some people about the operating software on the new iPad Nanos, and it was a lot of fun. I think I sold two.
Jesus.
What'd you need to get?
I just got a new phone.
Did you get any commission on those puppies?
I did. It was, the guy was like, I started with one of the Genius Bar guys who I just have so much in common with, and they said to just do the software update.
Mm-hmm.
That took forever, turned it off, then they restarted it and did the phone-to-phone thing, which all of a sudden my sister took charge of I'm not even part of the account, I had to get her to give me some number to get away from it. And then they did non-Wi-Fi syncing, which took 2 hours.
Oof.
It said 2 hours when it started, and it usually speeds up. They were right.
What did it cost you to get a new iPhone, if I may ask?
With the trade-in, it was $700.
Oof.
Okay.
And
not bad.
I mean, hey, it's a great little shiny new toy. It's a lot of fun. Pudge looks a lot bigger on my screen, so that's good.
And some people, I mean, if, you know, they don't want to pay for the new phone outright, then they just add it into their bill.
Yeah.
Or that's what a lot of people do.
You can always start a new family plan, and then you get it usually for the donut.
Is that how it works?
You mean if your parents are paying for it?
Nope. I'm off.
You're off.
So when Santo and I created our own family plan,
I see.
We were able to get new phones with the new family plan.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
Wiki gets the Apple family plan from a guy who lives in East Boston and gets it off the back of his truck.
Believe me, I wish I did. I remember those days of having the ability to have a free phone, but not no more. Believe me, I wish I did. Cell phones, boy, they're the biggest. Next to airplanes, are the biggest racket when it comes to fees and all other nonsense.
All right. Well, Bill O'Brien at 6:45, so half an hour away. And then they set it at 7, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. And we will talk about what Gerard Mayo said yesterday about who gets the most credit when it comes to the development of Josh Allen 2.0. So we'll get to that at 7 on this morning show. The news with Courtney coming up at 7:45. And never mind Biggie or Tupac, I want justice for Peanut.
Oh.
Based on today's news, there must be justice for Peanut. So we'll get to that. And the rest of the news later. And then Mike Milbury on a Bruins Thursday at 9 on this morning's show. And hello and good morning to those that are watching the show. You can do that on Twitch or on YouTube. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. You can do the same on YouTube. Good morning if you are streaming the show at WEEI.com. You can do that every single day. You can listen on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, and then you can listen to us from anywhere, at any time, in any way that you choose to. If you listen on the app or on the stream, with the advantage of modern technology, you can actually rewind and listen to things that you may miss throughout the morning or throughout the day. So an advantage there, listening either of those ways. And to start us off this morning, here is Courtney with What is Trending.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. And for Ophi51 in the Twitch, the peanut story is over a week old. Yes, and we reported on it last week, but there's an update.
Is that the squirrel?
Yes. Yeah.
There's an update. It's the news is it's not good. Mm-hmm. And it needs to be addressed by our elected officials.
Agreed.
All the way up to the top of government, which is apparently Elon Musk. So I would like an answer from the man that is running our country right now, Elon Musk, about Peanut. We'll get that later.
Well, speaking of the Twitch chat, just quickly, yes. There's no way you can adequately describe its insanity. Like, I've had a couple people in the last couple weeks that sent me a note on social media being like, Curtis, holy crap. I thought you guys made too much of the stupid Twitch chat, and then I logged on, and it was crazier than even I could imagine.
It is, yeah. But it's very intriguing.
Like, so intriguing.
What motivates those who watch and then chat about the show? I'm fascinated by it.
It is amazing.
And somehow they're always right. No matter what they say, they're always right.
Yes, they are. They're a big fan of you, though. It's probably because you guys are your brothers. Like,
yeah.
You spend a lot of time not in real life, and you have an online life.
It's a community, Greg.
Yes, it is.
The Celtics,
where nobody knows anybody.
Nope, I couldn't tell you what anybody looks like, but you know what? I know their handle, their screen name.
The Celtics started off.
Celtics story is about 8 hours old now. If you could skip that.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
you're right.
We landed on the moon.
Yeah. We already talked about it a bit, but Jason Tatum was one rebound away from a triple double with 36 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds in the C's 139-114 win on the road in the second of a back to back. We talked to Mego yesterday about the physicality that other teams have been presenting to the C's in every game. Tatum was asked about how they respond to that. Here's what he had to say.
That's how teams try to combat our speed and our skill, be more physical up the pressure. So for one, we have to be strong with the ball. I think just moving with more pace, we allow that to make us stagnant, then we become a shell of ourselves. But if we play with purpose and pace, it usually results in a good possession.
My man's one of the best players in the league. Can he get a call at times? I hate watching these games. He gets zero calls, and he gets killed.
Yeah.
He gets killed and gets zero calls. It's a joke.
The Bruins are in Dallas tonight to take on the Stars. Puck drop at 8, and yesterday the Bruins recalled defenseman Jordan Oesterle from Providence after Hampus Lindholm went down with a lower body injury in Tuesday's win.
Yeah, this is concerning.
Actually, I thought it was the best part of the game the other night, but go ahead. What? I mean, I never wish injury on anybody.
Yeah, but now one of the guys you're paying a ton of money is out multiple weeks.
But he hasn't been here. I think he missed the last two seasons. So I'm not.
The puck looked like it hit him right in his stick.
You say that now, but then once we watch Oesterle play and he is just a sieve, what's going to happen then?
And they didn't say what it is because it looked like it hit him in the junk, the puck.
Yeah, they're just saying lower body. Good Thursday night football game tonight. Commanders at Eagles. Kickoff at 8:15. Shime, I've got $10 that it's burning a hole in my pocket.
Woo!
So I want to put some money on this one, I think.
Okay.
There you go.
Big parlay.
Are you parlaying it?
I would like to parlay
it. How many legs are you thinking about?
I'm thinking at least a niner.
Oh, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Go big or go home, Courtney.
At least a niner.
Just stick to an octopus. Why are we going all the way up to 9?
Because I want to make a big return on
there
that $10.
All right. This is the one. I feel it for you.
Yes.
This is the one that's going to hit.
Yeah.
So we must assemble a 9-leg parlay.
All right.
for one ham. And you hit. You're probably going to be looking at $1,200, $1,300 on this baby.
At least.
All right, we'll do that later.
All right. Well, in honor of Veterans Day, Shaw's and Star Market are offering those who served a 10% discount on shopping orders to customers who show a valid military ID at checkout from November 8th through November 14th. Restrictions apply. See store for details. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is freezing outside. Feels like 21 in Boston. Much colder in the suburbs. Afternoon high will only be in the low to mid 40s.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Bruins Thursday. Mike Milbury will be on this show this morning at 9. Before we get to that, though, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, on this show in about 15 minutes or so at 6:45 after we get to our leads. Real quick, I am auctioning off 4 VIP floor seats today for Celtics Raptors on Saturday night at the Garden.
Wow. What?
That's a good one.
To benefit the Greg Hill Foundation. Thanks to our partners here at WEEI, McFarland Energy, and Scott McFarland. Oh. So just call Jackson. He is standing by, or maybe sitting by. And at the end of the show, whoever has the highest bid will get 4 VIP floor seats for Saturday night. If you had won any of your bets, you could be in on it. You look aghast, but unfortunately,
I've just never seen 2 people go to more games on the floor in my entire life.
That is
a bucket list item for me, mm-hmm, to enjoy a basketball game with my feet on parquet, and you two. It's like a weekly thing, and now we're giving away 4.
Maybe you could forego a new bag or a new pair of shoes.
There you go.
Some kind of a Botox treatment or something.
Oh, and how much do those tickets run you?
These particular ones, you could get them for...
No, the ones you guys
have
been using.
The ones you sat at.
I don't remember.
I'm on the wait list.
I don't know what
for season tickets.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, I don't know if I can afford... floor seats, but I'm trying to see what the cost would be.
Yeah. That is next level gaslighting by Greg Hill.
Thank you.
Telling Courtney she needs to save more to use tickets that he paid nothing for.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Well, anyway, call Jackson, 617-779-7937. That's always the number to call. And you could be there Saturday night with your feet on the parquet. And it's the legit legendary parquet, not the new half lime green, half hunter green cup parquet. All right, so you will be there for that on Saturday night. Chime, let's get right to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Such a sad song, Chime. That's Whiskey Myers.
Hold on.
Broken Window Serenade.
Yes, sir.
And the poor guy. That makes me almost as sad as what happened on the season finale of The Penguin, which I won't mention
again
today. But poor guy, met her, and she had a very difficult life and just wanted, unfortunately, she passed away. He just wanted her to know that he loved her.
Wow.
That's a good
poor
one.
Poor fella. Poor fella. All right, leads this morning. Chime, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. Yeah, back-to-back days with a non-sports lead for me. I have a question for the room before I get deep into my lead here. How do we feel about barbecue food?
Love the BBQ.
Wiggy is big into it. Now, when you say barbecue, are you referring to traditional Southern barbecue?
Yes, I'm talking about legit as barbecue gets.
Is there another barbecue?
Well, there's like, you know, Dad out back on the grill with burgers and dogs.
No, I'm talking.
That's fake barbecue.
And steak tips.
I can take it or leave it.
You could take or leave barbecue.
Yeah.
Like pulled pork.
Yeah.
You could take or leave.
Yeah, it's good, but like I would choose something else on the menu probably
really?
Every other time.
Really?
Every time, okay. Yeah.
Well, I think for a long time, a lot of people felt the way Courtney did. And the Michelin Guide was one of those people that felt that way. Until recently, they have officially granted a Michelin star to 4 Texas barbecue locations. For the first time ever, barbecue restaurants are on the Michelin Guide. Interstellar Barbecue, Corkscrew Barbecue, La Barbecue, and Leroy and Lewis Barbecue, all in Texas, have been granted Michelin stars. And if you go and watch videos of like any of these places, in particular Interstellar, the food looks insane, and it's not the normal. I think it's really cool. It's not that normal, super high end, like white tablecloth. You have to be in suit and tie to go in, kind of Michelin star restaurant. It's a barbecue joint,
right?
But the way in which they cook the food and serve the food is to die for. So for me, this will be on a bucket list of mine.
Can you get a pulled guinea pig sandwich down there?
I don't believe so, no. I think you would have to travel to Peru for that one, Greg.
Well, Texas is known for their barbecue, certainly, but Curtis will tell you where the best barbecue in the United States of America
Nashville.
Is.
Tennessee's good.
Martin's barbecue in Nashville is
that
tremendous.
Place, when we went there for the golf tournament a couple years ago, that barbecue food, Curtis, was the best I've ever had in my life.
I bet it is good.
I don't remember who it was, but the brisket was in a back room.
Yes.
And somebody saw my plate, and they were like, Curtis, you got to go to that room. And it was like Jesus guiding me to the cross.
really?
I heard St. Louis got good barbecue. I've never had Texas barbecue or Tennessee barbecue or St. Louis, but yeah, barbecue is the best.
Okay. Shime, excellent lead. Thank you, Curtis. Hello.
Hey, Greg. So we discussed the Juan Soto stuff yesterday.
Yeah.
I have 5 things more likely than Juan Soto signing with the Boston Red Sox this offseason. Number 1, anybody goes to Greg Hill's apartment to watch the Super Bowl on that crappy-ass TV.
Okay.
Number 2, Robert Kraft re-signs Antonio Brown.
Wow.
Number 3, Donald Trump nominates Dr. Fauci as his Surgeon General. Number 2, Mark James calls 30 Red Sox games this spring. And the number 1 most likely occurrence, far more likely than Juan Soto signing with the Boston Red Sox, our very own Jackson gets married by the end of the year.
That's going to happen. I feel that one.
All right. So you think it's unlikely. I just have a feeling that it's different this season.
I'm with you on that one.
You are?
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they're going to make a big splash. Big, big splash this offseason. Because if not, they're going to get... I mean, they're already getting dragged, but they're going to get dragged to hell.
Curtis, when it comes to the reason that it doesn't happen... Do you think it's because Juan Soto doesn't get the money that he wants from them? He wants to be a Yankee. He's not going to – or is it all on the Red Sox? This is, as we were saying yesterday, just smoke and mirrors, and they're not going to be anywhere near offering him what he ought to get.
The latter. And, Wiggy, you played for him. I think there's a Bill Parcells quote that maybe it's from Maya Angelou to begin with, but if somebody shows you who they are, believe it. Mm-hmm. And the Red Sox ownership has showed you who they have become.
Yeah.
Not who they've always been, but who they've become.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much. I want Juan Soto.
Me too.
So does Juan Red Sox Nation under God.
Yes.
Want Juan Soto. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I have a loser of the day as my lead. Zach Bryan, somebody who's been in the news quite some bit. We talked about the fact that the Bruins did a great job. Elaine, who runs the social media for the Bruins, did an unbelievable job of being relevant, being in on a pop culture, being in on a viral moment.
Elaine, who auditioned for your job.
Correct.
On the show and was very, very good.
Yes. Worked with her at NESN.
Yeah.
She got all the Bruins players to sing Morgan Wallen, that song, last night, because Brianna Chicken Fry, who was dating Zach Bryan, told a story on her podcast that Zach Bryan was mad at her, caused a big fight because she was singing another man's country song in his house. The Bruins... post this, the numbers climb. Likes, comments, reposts. People were loving it. Has disappeared off of the interwebs.
Okay.
Rumors are that Zach Bryan's team has reached out to the Bruins, telling them to take it down.
Well, why the Bruins don't have to. They're the big, bad Boston Bruins.
I would think that.
And they didn't even mention him by name.
I agreed.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what could have happened, but absolute disgrace to put Elaine, beautiful, smart, funny Elaine, in that situation. Now, I have no idea if that's what actually happened. I just know that if you're the Bruins and you see how well that video is going, it was everywhere. You only take that down if there's some type of legal action coming your way. Yeah. And on the interwebs, people are saying that's what happened. You've got to be a massive loser, Zach Bryan, to reach out and demand that a sports team take down a video of them singing another guy's country song because you're involved.
I'm done with the guy.
How is he involved? Because is the song about him?
Well, no.
No, he was pissed at his girlfriend, Brianna.
Yeah, Chicken Fry.
Chicken Fry, because she was walking around his apartment in New York singing a Morgan Wallen song.
Okay, and I'm so following. He was mad.
He's jealous. And so the Bruins did a funny video and put it up on their social media. And Courtney is suggesting that
they were mocking Zach Bryan.
Yes, it seems like his legal team told them to take it down. That's a small man thing.
Yeah.
It really is a...
Smallest man who ever lived.
It is... Dave Portnoy is 100% right when he refers to him as that. Like, that is...
That's does Zach Bryan... Bryan, whatever his name
Bryan.
Is.
Bryan, yeah.
Does him and Morgan Wallen, do they not get along?
No, it has nothing to do with that. Oh, okay. He thought it was disrespectful that his girlfriend was singing another country artist.
Well, yeah. But I mean, I just was wondering if there was beef there. Is that why he was...
You want to know what would be the ultimate power move, though? Morgan Wallen just comes out to like the next five concerts in a Bruins jersey.
Oh,
that would be fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm still confused. So why would they take it down? What legal ramification? What legal causes would there be for them to have to take?
There
their
are
money?
No legal causes.
No, they don't even mention it by name.
It's probably his management saying, "Jacobs, we will not do a show next tour at the TD Garden."
Well, they never do shows at the TD Garden. He did it at Gillette.
He did Gillette, but
so
I'm sure
Kick
that
Rocks, a hole.
Yeah, like, they're going to fill up TD Garden with a bunch of other.
No, I'm sure if that's what happened, there's no other reason why they take it down.
No other reason. That was every.
It didn't reference him at all.
No, it just said we've had this song stuck in my head in our heads.
Yes, which is great.
Yes,
content.
It's great.
So good.
All right, Courtney. Thank you. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, so I'm going to gear off from sports. Did I give you politics yesterday, a couple days ago? I'm going to gear off into the entertainment world.
Oh, okay.
Greg, Courtney, and the rest of you,
Shime,
Curtis. I know, Courtney, you speak of Lioness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I have a show on Peacock that you should be watching. It is called The Day of the Jackal. It stars this kid,
Eddie Redmayne.
Yes, Eddie Redmayne. And I believe her name is Lashana Lynch, where he's an elite sniper, assassin, master disguise.
Uh-huh.
And she's chasing him, and he's killing people left and right. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen it, you need to go see it. It's a British kind of based, you know, I love the pause, the BBC shows.
Yeah.
But it is a British.
Why is there a pause there?
We'll explain that to you in the
break. We'll explain that to you later.
Okay.
Because clearly you
just think of the initials.
Yeah. You got to get with the kids' times.
Oh.
You
know,
She don't get it.
It also happens to be a porn category.
Yeah, yeah. BBC? Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yes, we're not going to explain.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I understand. I understand when you say pause. I just didn't understand why you would need to say it there. But okay. Yeah, sorry.
B is for?
Okay. They said the...
Just think about it as we go.
Our poor, don't you love our poor, innocent little coworker over here?
I'm surprised she doesn't know
big
BBC.
Booty.
No? You're close, though.
Wait, we're not getting off this.
Okay, yes. Sorry.
Can't. All right, Wiggy, so that's your recommendation?
Yes, The Day of the Jackal.
All right,
she's
excellent.
Close to big.
Right.
Yeah,
she got the first word.
Yeah. All right. Chime, the golf world is angry.
Uh-oh.
And so I don't know what they're doing. Threatening to throw their martinis out into the bushes or whatever, but random selection Ryder Cup tickets went on sale this week.
I was in line yesterday, actually, during the show.
Okay, so Beth Page, New York next year, Ryder Cup, U.S. v. Europe.
Wiggy's wondering if Beth Page is hot.
They were advertising a $750 ticket as a part of the random ticket sale. That's what you were trying to get.
Yep, exactly.
That's a little bit exorbitant in itself for one day at the Ryder Cup. But
I couldn't agree more.
People are willing to pay it. The problem is that people like you who got into some kind of a virtual waiting room to get these tickets were unable to find any of the $750 tickets for Friday,
correct.
Saturday, or Sunday. And some people thought that was gougy enough, but they ended up costing them, those who were able to get the tickets, over $1,000 each for one day at the Ryder Cup at Bethpage.
So,
and a lot of people are pissed about how much that is.
So I hopped in line when the window opened virtually over here, just clicked it on my computer. Towards the very end of the show yesterday, I got in to purchase tickets. I just wanted to see how much they were. Maybe I'd consider it. The cheapest ticket option I could find was $1,139.
All right.
For one day. To go on Saturday. Sunday.
Would you pay that?
No, I would. No. Absolutely not. And the only time I would ever pay that kind of money is for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That's it.
Now, I will say this year, the PGA, for the first time ever, is conceding to the demands of the PGA Tour players and to paying them each $400,000 for the Ryder Cup. And so they probably have some expenses that they have to deal with that they didn't have to deal with prior to that. I don't know if you have an issue with that. I mean, guys have always done it for their country in the past. Now they're doing it for their country and $400,000. But I mean, it's kind of like they deserve to be paid, I guess.
Yeah, right? I mean, with how much money's in the sport right now, I don't blame them for getting some money for it.
I don't know how Joe Landry would feel about that, but in this particular case, they would like their bag filled with $400,000 if they're going to participate in the Ryder Cup and represent their country.
So, all right. I wouldn't mind that. Give me 400.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, those are our leads. Coming up next, Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football. Coming up, they said it in about 10 or 15 minutes, just after 7, and we will talk about what Gerard Mayo said yesterday about who gets the credit when it comes to the development of Drake May. But right now, the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien, who is brought to you this week by Time Out Market, showcasing the best of Boston under one roof. Morning, Coach.
Hey, Greg. Hey, guys. How we doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You are, it seems, down a quarterback over there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, I think, you know, one of the things that I try to do is make decisions in the best interest of the team. You know, I always have to look at the team. That's the biggest part of my job. I can't look at individual guys. I've got to look at the team. And, you know, we felt like, you know, going into this week and after last game and over, the whole year, the body of work, that Grayson James really has earned the opportunity to start. And so, I brought both guys in on Sunday, talked to him about it. And, Tommy obviously, was not real thrilled about that. And he's decided to leave. And, we wish Tommy the best. We think very highly of him and, we wish him the best. But, we're going to rally around Grayson, and we have a lot of confidence in Grayson. You know, Grayson was hurt earlier in the year. He had a labrum surgery, missed a month, came back, took a while to come back. And, you know, like I said, he's earned the right to start, and we're going with Grayson.
We've gone back and forth a little bit at times about the portal and NIL and how that is affecting specifically with you college football. Is this one of those things, you've been in football your whole life, where this is what's going to happen because there are other options that may not have been available prior to this for guys?
You know, it's funny. I think each case is different, Greg. You know, I think, you know, just like everything, everybody's unique to their own situation. But I do think that, you know, in the general sense of things that, like, you know, you and I could probably sit down and talk forever about the adversity that we've all been through in life and, you know, how you have to deal with adversity, right? Whether you've been fired or, you know, knocked down or whatever's gone on in your life, life is about dealing with adversity. that's really what life is about, in my opinion. You know, life is not always a bed of roses. And so, you know, I think the transfer portal and, you know, some of the things that are happening in college football, they are what they are. We embrace it at BC. We're in it. We feel really good about our place in college football. And we're going to recruit kids that understand what Boston College is all about. And, you know, hopefully that philosophy works and we move forward. But life's about adversity and how you deal with it.
Bill, when you had this conversation with both of them, was there any talk of maybe Castellanos getting a different position at BC so he could stay with the team? Like his build, 5'9", he's not really built like a quarterback. Was there any talk of him in his athletic ability being able to be helpful elsewhere for your team?
I didn't bring that up to him, Courtney. All I said was, look, at this point in time, you know, we feel Grayson has earned the right and has given us the best chance to continue to win. And I told Tommy, you got to be ready, you know, because if, you know, knock on wood, if there's an injury or something happens that, you know, you're a heartbeat away from playing quarterback again. So I didn't bring up anything about a position change. You know, Tommy feels strongly in his ability as a quarterback and, you know, he was not happy with what I said and he's moving on. And I have nothing but positive or, you know, things to say about Tommy. You know, Tommy made a decision based on who he, you know, who advises him, his family, and we're moving forward at BC.
Bill, you know, how is important is it to make sure that you're completely transparent and honest and clear with, you know, guys you recruit, players as they come in each year? Because I feel like that, to me, is the most important thing as a former player. The guys that I respected, like Belichick and Parcells, there was no sugarcoating. From day one, you knew where you stood. When you got your opportunity, if you did something with it, you were going to play. And if you didn't, they were going to look to move in a different direction. So how important is that for you to be honest and transparent with these kids?
That's a great question, Wig. And I will never, ever, you know, I'm not putting myself in the same sentence as Coach Parcells and Coach Belichick. But I will tell you that there's nothing more important than being upfront and honest with the player. And if after collecting, you know, a lot of information and watching things and, you know, whatever position the guy plays, you know, being able to show it to him on film, not just tell him, talk to him, including off the field, right? Like going to class, doing the right things. There's nothing more important than being honest with the player. If you're not honest with the player, you have no chance at having a winning football team. Absolutely no chance. And sometimes, you know, these guys, they don't like what they hear. And but at the end of the day, that's my job, is to make sure that I'm telling them what I see, what the coaching staff sees, to put them in the best chance to succeed, not only on the football field, but off the field. There is absolutely no more important thing than telling guys the truth. And, you know, we think about that every day, and we try to adhere to that philosophy every single minute of the day.
Yeah, Billy, Ken Laird does a great job of that here, I got to say. Great, fearless, legendary. How important, when you came to this decision, was it to you that you did not have any division in the locker room, and how has it been received since Sunday's news?
You know, our guys have shown up in practice. You know, Sunday we practiced. We practiced Tuesday, Wednesday. We practiced this morning. These guys are practicing hard. You know, it's not a, you know, like I said to the three or four people that cover us yesterday, you know, media wise, I said it's not a big dramatic thing. Like it is what it is. It's football. Yeah. I've made a determination that this guy's playing better than the other guy, and I'm doing what's best for the team. And so, like, it's not like, you know, this isn't like a soap opera. This is what it is. It's football. It's competitive. And you have to earn your right every single day in the BC football program to go out there and play. You know, so far these guys have shown up and been ready to go, and we're excited about our opportunity to go play a really good SMU team.
On a different note, do you agree with Kirk Herbstreit and others who say that fan behavior, specifically with what happened at LSU or Texas this season, is worse than ever before?
So I'm, you know, I really like Kirk. He and I have known each other a long time. I didn't really hear exactly what he said, but I will tell you, like, from being in the SEC for a couple of years, and you know, having to be escorted out of the press box at several visiting locations by law enforcement. You know, look, these fans are passionate. I mean, it's what makes the game. But in the end, I mean, good Lord, like, you know, at some point in time, your team's not always going to win. And, you know, I do understand a little bit of what you're asking. And, you know, but these fans are excited, man. They're passionate about their teams. Look at our Syracuse game last week. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, but, like, you know, it was a passionate crowd. I mean, it was a good crowd. And people are counting on Boston College to win. And we're very aware of that. But at the same time, you know, sometimes you got to relax.
I'm hoping for a win on Saturday, obviously, but focusing on Grayson James, different in stature when it comes to Castellanos. What's been the difference maker when it comes to him and his receivers? What's the biggest change that we should be expected to see on Saturday?
I think Grayson does a good job of understanding what we're trying to do. He's very, very bright. He can, you know, he can get us, you know, out of a bad play into a good play. You know, I believe in his ability to throw the football down the field. He's an athletic guy. He's a big guy. He plays with good poise. Nothing really ever affects Grayson. I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, this guy, I don't think anybody knows, you know, because it's not a pro football team, so we're not, you know, we don't have to give out an injury report all the time. But this guy had surgery earlier in the year, missed a month. And so, you know, that's part of this, right? We've got at that time, we had two good quarterbacks, and we feel like, you know, as he's come back from his injury, he's played better and better every week. He helped us beat Western Kentucky. He went into the game against Syracuse in a very, very tough spot and helped us win the game. So, you know, we're excited about Grayson, and, you know, we're excited about going to SMU.
All right, Bill O'Brien.
I was just going to ask one real quick question. Bill, do you, like, use a team like SMU, who was in the American Conference last year, and saying, look at what they've been able to accomplish in such a kind of short period of time in the ACC? Hey, put it together on the field and anything is possible, especially with this new 12 playoff team system?
Absolutely. I mean, I think if you look around the country, you know, SMU is a great example. They're a really good academic school. They've got a good coach. They've got a good philosophy as to how they run the program. Look at BYU. I think BYU is undefeated, right? Everybody's got their own niche. And I think at Boston College, we have a very unique product, a product that, you know, is built on a Jesuit education where, you know, these guys can come get an unbelievable degree and they can play, you know, Miami, Clemson, you know, Notre Dame next year, SMU this weekend, and be developed to have a shot to play in the NFL. And I think, you know, we have to continue to find guys that fit that criteria, and that's what we're trying to do.
Speaking of anything being possible, before you go, I don't want to jinx this, but I heard from the subject of our mutual moonshot and was guaranteed that next season is a go. And there is a song on the new album that makes a certain game apropos and perfect for that performance at Boston College. So if you and I both survive, I mean work-wise, not in the living world, if we both survive until next season.
Is this Megan Thee Stallion?
It's not Megan Thee Stallion. Oh. Bill wanted Eminem, but it's not Eminem.
Father Leahy loves Megan Thee Stallion. It'll be a real bad.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, that'll go over well.
They have agreed in principle, and it's going to happen next season. All right, so you and I, we need to plan this out and make it happen specifically for that game. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Greg.
All right, Bill O'Brien, tonight over at the Stockyard for the coaches' show. Yes.
Yes, sir. 6 to 7.
All right.
Stockyard.
Go hang out with Bill O'Brien over at the Stockyard tonight, and we appreciate, as always, you being on, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That's Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, and we will get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hi, I'm John Meacham, the host of Cadence 13's new podcast, Fate of Fact, on how America and its political parties got to where we are today. Available now on Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.